How was my weekend? Well, I've got to tell you, it was pretty epic. We've got to talk about Australia's newest world champion, and it's someone that you guys are going to know pretty well.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Oh, big right hand again. Robertson, who is now showboating, and there's three shots in, and I think that referee Paul Tapley will stop it now, and he does, and Taylor Robertson finally gets the stoppage victory against the otherworldly tough Yoselin Fernandez, who stood up to an absolute barrage through a very one-sided youth world title fight. And Taylor Robertson is a youth world champ.
Hey team, got Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. So, yes, my weekend was a good weekend. 12 months into Tay and I working together, she is now ranked number 2 in the world. She is now the world youth champion. And I'm very, very proud of what she's done and how she's gone about that and the process that we as a team have put ourselves through. Also for me on the weekend, on Sunday, actually yesterday, I turned 50. So this is kind of exciting for me because I had this 10-year plan from the age of 50 through until 60, and I worked out how many days that is, and it's 3,653 days, taking into account leap years and all that sort of stuff. 3,653 days. It's not that many days when you put it into the context of those numbers and you think about how many years that you've already lived. And it's this whole concept for me, which I spoke about a few weeks ago, of having no wasted days. And I'm not saying I'm not going to have days off in 3,653 days, because of course I am. But I'm really conscious that we tend to underestimate what we could achieve over a 10-year period. We overestimate what we can do in 10 years, because we think, oh, that's 10 years, it's miles away, I can do this, this, and this. We overestimate, but we underestimate what we can do daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. And then ultimately, we get towards that 5-year or 10-year mark, and we're nowhere near the goals that we may have set ourselves because we haven't taken those small actions. And I'm really, really conscious of that being the case for me, that what I want to achieve is big in my mind. I'm not at that stage of life yet where I feel like taking my foot off the gas. And if anything, it's the opposite. I feel like I want to do more. I want to be more. I want to set something in motion. I want to build foundations and now actually build the thing that's going to create an impact over a long period of time. So this whole turning 50 thing for me has been pretty exciting, because I feel like this officially sets the clock ticking. Now, I'm someone that's driven by goals. I love them. It's something that energizes me, and I know other people don't really like them, but it's okay, like, for you to be wherever you're at. So I'm just telling you where I'm at. It's this whole idea of having the goal and having the dream and being able to push towards it. In the last week, Jaden Nikarima made his debut for the Melbourne Storm, Melbourne Storm number 233. So that's exciting. I've got these two young people in my life that I've spent a considerable amount of time being around, working with, etc. Jay Nicks for a little bit longer, and, Tay, I guess I've known since 2020. And, for a few years now, I've been around these guys and girls, and I'm seeing them develop and grow. And I do think that's our role. Like, if you're in any sort of leadership, mentoring role, you're a small business owner, you're a foreman on a job site, whatever the case may be, we can get wrapped up in doing what needs to be done, the thing, and being the boss. But understanding that ultimately what our people achieve, living through them, is what will judge whether we're a good leader or not. Did we empower our people to have the self-belief, self-confidence to go out and chase their dreams and to go out and achieve them? Do we have the courage to let them potentially fail and be there then to pick them up and tell them, you can do this again? You can have another crack at this. You got another round in you. Do we have that sort of courage? We often can talk people down and out of some goals, and just to be a bit more realistic, and realistic means kind of lower the bar a little bit so that there's less chance of them failing And I think that's us lacking the courage to be there if they fail, because watching people that we love and respect fail can be really tough. And I knew that. I can tell you this, the nerves that I felt going into this fight on Saturday were like I'd never felt before. Taylor was fighting the number 8 ranked fighter in the world. It's her first true international opponent, and it was someone top 10 world ranked. Now, in that same week, she had just been moved into the rankings herself, and they said the winner of this will go up to number 3 in the world. So the nerves were hectic. And I've never really experienced nerves at that level before, because when you think about it, it's not me getting in the ring. I'm not the one that's risking being hit or being injured. But what it is, and it wasn't my doubting her skills, 100% it wasn't that. It was me doubting whether I had chosen the right path for her, because she trusts me. And her trust in me is very important for us to achieve what we want to achieve. And so with her trusting me and me making this move, what if I've got it wrong? What if I've let her down? What if she gets in there and she's just not ready for that step up in competition? And ours is a sport that when we get it wrong, it's very painful. And so I had these crazy nerves. And she was nervous too, as she should be. And then through the day, a friend took me out for lunch, because it was my birthday the next day, and she said, I want to take you out for lunch. And I said, of course. And I couldn't really eat. And it was a bit embarrassing, because the nerves were so bad. And I'm like, you know, I haven't experienced this in my lifetime like that, that I can remember. And my nerves were so bad that I couldn't eat. I had two, like, Vietnamese rice paper rolls, two, which is small. I'm a 108-kilo dude. And I just said to her, I'll eat these later. I'll put them in the fridge back at the unit, but I'm just not up to it. I was honest about my nerves. And then later on in the day, we caught up with Tay, and just being around my friend helped. And then being with Tay, it just lowered those nerves a little bit, because she started gaining confidence. By the time we got to the venue, we were on, and the nerves were gone. And now this is time to do what we are here to do. Now, if I was away from the venue, I was probably still nervous, if I'm honest. But once you get in to the target area of what you intend to do, that's when all of the training, all of the mindset overrides all of that. And we were just there to do business. And when that girl walked out onto that stage and lit that stadium up, and from that first round on, she dominated that performance, it was quite impressive. It was actually very, very impressive. And it made me realize that how can you ever doubt what we're capable of doing as a team? This girl is ready to take on the world, and she did that. So ultimately, that to me is what we're about. And if you've got anyone that works under you, officially or unofficially, be that person that inspires them, whether it's your own children or whether it's other people, whether it's, you know, people in the workplace. Don't be just black and white and about the numbers and crossing T's and dotting I's. Be about the people. Give them the courage to believe in themselves, because I've got to tell you, it's the most amazing feeling when you have that and you see what they're capable of doing as a result of that. I got asked years ago by Timbo Reed on his podcast, the first ever podcast I was recorded on by someone, and his podcast is called The Small Business Big Marketing Show. And he said, why do you do this? Why are you into personal development? And I couldn't really answer it, but I feel like I've got the answer today. And the answer is, I'm trying to be the person I needed. I'm trying to be the person I didn't have growing up. I didn't have someone encouraging me, telling me that I could do good, pushing me to be better, but also believing in me that I had that capacity. I just didn't have that person in my life. I'd moved out of home very young, and that person wasn't around. And when I joined the army, I got a bit of that, of course, and that helped me. But I didn't know that until years later, when I'm helping these young people achieve great things. And now I can say to myself, I'm trying to be the person that I needed, and I think they need as well. So think about what you lacked when you grew up. And you might have a great childhood, but just think about what was missing or could have made things a little bit better for you. And most likely, the thing that you would love to have had more of, no matter how much you had, would be encouragement from people to believe in you, to help you believe in yourself, and to believe in your dreams. Go out and be that person for someone. Don't just be the boss, the manager, the senior person in the team who's constantly agitated by the younger people or the new people not getting the job done. Help them get the job done. Help them believe in themselves. No one wants to come to work every day and suck. Be that person, because that's going to make the world a difference to you and to them. That's it, team. It's been a fantastic weekend. My shout out to Jay Nix and Taylor Robinson, and thanks to you guys for always supporting the show.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.